Dawson told them that sounded fun, and offered them each a fresh-picked apple off his tree. Hi, 亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。今天和你分享的美文叫做 An Invisible Smile, 看不见的微笑。Mr. Dawson was an old grouch and everyone in town knew it. Kids knew not to go into his yard to pick up a delicious apple, even if on the ground, because old Dawson, they said, would come after you with his bow bullet gun. One Friday, 12-year-old Janet was going to stay all night with her friend Amy. They had to walk by Dawson's house on the way to Amy's house. But as they got close,Jenny saw him sitting on his front porch and suggested they cross over the other side of the street. Like most of the children, she was scared of the old man because of the stories she'd heard about him. Amy said not to worry, Mr. Dawson wouldn't hurt anyone. Still, Jenny was growing more nervous with each step closer to the old man's house. When they got close enough,Dawson looked up with his usual frown, but when he saw it was Amy, a broad smile changed his entire face as he said, Hello, Miss Amy, as you've got a little friend with you today. Amy smiled back and told him Janet was staying overnight and they were going to listen to music and play games. Dawson told them that sounded fun.And offered them each a fresh-picked apple off his tree. They glad accepted. Dawson had the best apples in town. When they got out of Dawson on earshot, Janet asked Amy, Everyone says he's the meanest man in town. How come was he so nice to us? Amy explained that when she first started walking past his house,He wasn't very friendly, and she was afraid of him. But she pretended he was wearing an invisible smile, and so he always smiled back at him. It took a while, but one day he half smiled back at her. After some more time, he started smiling real smiles, and then started talking to her. Just a hello at first, then more.She said he always offers her an apple now, and is always very kind. An invisible smile? Questioned Janet. Yes, answered Amy. My grandma told me that if I pretended I wasn't afraid, and pretended he was smiling an invisible smile at me, and I smiled back at him, that sooner or later, he would really smile.Grandma says, smiles are contagious. If we remember what Amy's grandma said, that everyone wears an invisible smile, we too will find that most people can't resist our smile after a while. We're always on the go trying to accomplish so much, aren't we? Getting groceries, cleaning the house, mowing the lawn, there's always something.It's so easy to get caught up in everyday life that we forgot how simple it can be to bring cheer to ourselves and others. Giving a smile away takes so little effort and time. Let's make sure that we're not the one the others have to pretend is wearing an invisible smile.
你现在收听的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时，也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索关注英语美文朗读，来收听更多暖声英语美文。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix, and see you next time.